The U.S. government says it will stop kicking the family members of veterans out of a caregiver program. The Department of Veterans Affairs offers support to family members who quit their jobs to look after wounded veterans, of whom there are many in this country. Last month, NPR News reported the government was unfairly dropping many people from the program, including Alicia Graham, who cares for her wounded husband.
It's not even like, oh, we dropped you a tier because we think he doesn't need as much help. No, we think he's totally fine and he doesn't need any help. I'm insulted for him. I'm insulted for him because I know what he struggles with.
Now the department has responded to that story by our colleague Quill Lawrence. It has stopped rejecting caregivers for now. No one else is being kicked off the program until the VA completes a review. Quill Lawrence is here with an update on that story. Hi, Quill.
Hey, Steve.
So what kind of assistance has this been providing for people who care for loved ones?
It's set up for veterans who need care with daily living. They can't get through the day because they could be a danger to themselves, or they can't complete a regular daily task like eating or going to the bathroom. And it's a really popular program for these people, usually women, who've had to quit their jobs to work full-time as their caregivers for their wounded veteran. I'd been hearing for over a year about people getting dumped from the program, and every time I sort of checked it out with VA and other organizations, they say, no, we're growing the program. There are more people being added. Now, that turned out to be true, but at the same time that the program across the country was growing as a whole, some VAs were dumping caregivers in huge numbers. And the VA is sort of infamous for being erratic from place to place. While this program was growing, Fayetteville, which is where Jim and Alicia Graham go, had dropped hundreds of caregivers from the program over that same period of time.
So this program effectively hires loved ones to be the caregivers for their loved ones, but some people are getting dropped. How did the VA explain that?
They didn't really have an explanation. They didn't seem to be aware of these inconsistencies from station to station. I mean, they didn't seem to be aware of their own data that I compiled.
And what did they do after they found out from you?
12 days later, they suspended the revocations, meaning that they aren't going to kick anybody else off. And they suspended it for 3 weeks and then extended another 6 weeks. I haven't been able to get them to respond to my request for clarification about what exactly they're evaluating during this time. And the key thing also is that their review doesn't seem to be helping people who were, perhaps unfairly kicked off, like Alicia Graham and her husband, Jim.
Oh, they're not going to review past cases.
Right. I mean, there's an appeals process that they can go through if they think they've been unfairly kicked off. But as far as I can tell from the VA, they aren't looking at people in the past who've been kicked off. They're just evaluating them for the future.
How are veterans responding to this news?
Well, they were very happy when they heard that VA was going to stop kicking people off, because as I said, it's a very popular program. But others are worried about what happened when it resumes. I talked to a couple in South Texas, Ed and Karen Mateka. He's a double amputee. They were both deployed to Afghanistan. They're both vets. He lost both legs to a bomb in Afghanistan. Their picture is actually on the Pentagon's caregiver resource book. They're on the front cover. And they've been told that their rejection letter is just waiting, and it's going to come as soon as this pause, this review is over.
Quill, thanks for following this story.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence.